avoy b'minyon. I was there b'minyon of the Rebbe. Rashi says, "Goyisimin shetiknu shkola koyd mikazocha." When Rebbe made this takona, so whoever comes first has the right to keep it. So Rav says he was there. O minoy didi money bereisha, and they counted me. They took my vote like first. So where's the kasha? Why? I've onantanan. We learned dine momnis via tyrus v'atumos maschil min agodol. When it comes to paskin the shailin money or tyrus or tumo, they always ask the opinion of the godol first. They take his opinion first. Sagam took Rav's here, but mokam Rebbe. The din of the foshes maschil min atzad, but din of the foshes there you start from the lower up. So my answer is, Amar Rabba Vrei de Rova Vitei Marav Hillel Vrei de Rav Volis Shani Minyonim Devei Rebbe Tekula Minyonim Minat Sad Havoy. The B'mokim Rebbe, like everybody, was called lower than Rebbe. So therefore, we always start accounting from the lower up. And the Mora says, V'yomar Rabba Vrei de Rova Vitei Marav Rebbe Hillel Vrei de Rebbe Volis, that Niyamois Moshe V'yad Rebbe, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, Lamatzinu Torah Gedulu B'Mokim Echad, we did not find one person like to be the Godel Hador in learning B'Torah. Like Rashi says, Sheyesh B'Yisrael Godel B'Torah V'Oisha K'maisoi. He was also the richest person then, richest person, and was also the biggest Godel B'Torah. He never found to have both in one until Rebbe. For the Gemara of Eloy, there wasn't. For heavy Yeshua was like that. Someone says, no, heavy Eliezer. There was Eliezer. Rashi Yochel, the advice of Eliezer, when he was the times of Yeshua, he was equal to Yeshua. But they were, okay, good, but after Yeshua's Nifta, for heavy Eliezer. Someone says, no, heavy Pinchas. Pinchas was around then. So therefore he also was as great. But the more of a heavy Pinchas, when Eliezer was Nifta, was only Pinchas. There it says, heavy is a Canaan, there was a Canaan then. For heavy Shoal, I was Shoal. Samura says, Hevi Shmuel, there were Shmuel around then. I vonach nafshei, it means kulish shani kamrinan. Even though they died so at the end of his life, he was the only one, but it meant to say his whole lifetime there was nobody like Rebbe, that his whole lifetime he was the god of Atura, and he was very rich, the richest person. I have a heavy David, we have David Emelech. Samura says, no, heavy Iri, Hayori, he wasn't the only one. Rashi says, god of Atura hoya. The middle of my cotton, that the matnil rabbon and agavi kormuk sosus. So therefore, he wasn't the god lador like in Torah. But my vonoch nafshei, I then he died. So that time, then David was the only god lador, godel then. And there it is, kulish shani binu. We're talking about people that the whole lifetime was like this. I have a shleimai, and the more heavy shmiya ben gerah. No, I have a kotle kulish. I was killed kulish shani kamrin. All his lifetime, like what we're talking about, he didn't have this. I have a Chizkiya, there was by Chizkiya, Shashi Melech Yehuda was God of Atayra Hoya, Teretz Hoshav Noi, he was also God of Atayra. I Iktul, he was killed, Kula Shani Kamrin, and also once somebody have his whole lifetime was a God of Atayra and Vashiris. I have a Ezra, I have a Nehemiah ben Chachliye. So there was another one equal to him. Om Rav Acha B'Rei the Rava, Afaniye may also say that Miyamois Rebbe from Rebbe's time, the Yad Ravashi and Tu Ravashi, you should know Le Motzino Toiro Gedulu B'Mokem Echad. We never found somebody to be a Godel Batur and to be the biggest usher like Ravashi. For the Gemara of Elo, is it true there was nobody else? For Heve Huna Bar Nosim. So Gemara says Shani Huna Bar Nosim, by him is different. To Mechev Heve Kayif Le Ravashi. He also humbled himself down to Ravashi. To Ravashi, he was the one who was the Godel Batur and Godel Bashiris. All right, we'll stop here.
By the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Cheresh, that's a person that's deaf and dumb, is so he has a loch really like a cotton. He doesn't have enough das to make real kinyonim, but still we say, Roy Meis Venirmas. He could wink to us, and we could wink back to him. In other words, we can motion to him, and he can motion back to us. If he wants to sell something, so then we say the sale takes place. I will soon see, at least by metaltlim. If he wants to sell objects, so he has a right to sell it, and he also has a right to buy it. Even though the raisa really wouldn't be good, because he doesn't have das, he doesn't have enough seichel, it's like a cotton, but midrabbanan though, his kinyan is good. So that's called roimez v'nirmas. Or ben b'seira, and ben b'seira, he adds on and says even more than that. Koifetz v'nikfats. Koifetz, as she says, means akimas v'sayim. He can move his lips. The fact he moves his lips, that's also good. But it's not as good as his moving his head. If we ask him, do you want to sell it? And or we can't talk to him, he can't hear, but if we could make, like Ramazim, if we could, Nirmaz means we make signs to him, and he gives us back his sign, that's much better. Ben Becerra says even less, even just moving his lips, movements by his lips, that's also enough. If we make movements of our lips to him, and he'd make movements back, that's also good. Ben Metaltlim, that in Metaltlim, it means if he wants to sell objects, he could do it if we make these signs back and forth. Hapuotos, that means ketanim, small children. That's called puotos. Usually they mean by kids around 6 or 7 years old. We'll see in the Gemara. The same thing. Mekhon mekach or memkaroi memkar. If they buy something, it's called bought, if they pay the money for it. And who adin, if they sell something, it's good. And the same thing by metaltlim. Only by objects. No, it's not karka. If they sell property, then we say the sale does not take place. But the Rabbanan, it's only by metaltlim that the mechira takes place and not by karka. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, machlokes b'metaltlim. The machlokes is between Ben Becerra or the Tanakama is over metaltlim. If the cheresh could sell metaltlim through like moving his lips, I will be gittin. But in a case where the cheresh wants to give his wife a get, Divrei Hakel, everybody agrees, b'remiza, that even Ben Becerra agrees. But there is halacha, cheresh could get married midrabbanan. If the man has no, can't talk in here, he's like a cotton. So when he gets married to a wife, midiraisa, the kedushin doesn't take place. It's only midrabbanan he could get married. And therefore midrabbanan, when he gives her a get, it's also called a good get. So by get, how do we see he wants the get or not? It has to be there that he has to make remiza. He has to make signs to us. But there, Ben Becerra would agree, just by moving his lips, that would not be enough. Samara says, Pshita, of course it's that way. B'metaltlim tanan. Our Mishnah says clearly they argue by metaltlim, by objects, and not by gittin. Samara says, no. Ma the time I would have thought to say, af b'metaltlim, even by utensils, the cherishes moving of the lips help. But maybe like for sure it would help by gittin. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush know, that by gittin it does not help. So Rashi says, like by gittin, I would have thought to say, maybe there the rabbonim are more mekel. Because how did this cheresh get married in the first place? He got married also only with signs. But since he only got married with signs, maybe he could give his wife a get also, just with moving his lips. But when you buy something or sell something before it belonged to somebody, or if he owned it, the pshat, he got a Yerusha from his father. So he really owned it. So now for him to give it away, maybe there, it won't be good. So maybe the Mishnah means, after metaltlim, even by metaltlim, that's the kamashmla no. That's what Rav Nachman is teaching us now, that you should know only by metaltlim does Ben Becerra say moving the lips help, but by gittin, moving the lips would not help. Ika the army, some say, Amr Rav Nachman, Kimachlekes b'metaltlin, kach machlekes b'gittin. You should know the same thing Ben Becerra argues by gittin also. That if the cheresh gives his wife a get through moving his lips, that's also good. Like if he goes to the sofer, like as if to tell him to write the get just by moving his lips, that's good. For at the Gemara, Ivoanan, we learned, b'metaltlin, the Mishnah says metaltlin, tanan. For anan b'metaltlin, tanan. We learned in the Mishnah metaltlin. So it seems only by objects and not by gittin. So the Gemara answers no. Ema, let's say, after metaltlin. The Mishnah means even by metaltlin, according to this pshat. But by gittin, for sure. Since the cheresh only got married midrabbanan, he could give his wife a get also through these remises, or through his moving of the lips. Then the Mishnah says, apuotois mecha mekach memcha memcha b'metaltlin. Young kids, if they buy or they sell utensils, it's okay. For the more of a ad kama, until how old are they? until how old does he have to be to give him a shein for watas? So Mochi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda waved to Rav Yitzchak, pray to his son, Kvar Shesh or Kvar Shev. Means that the kid is already 6 or 7 years old, and if he sells something that he owns or he buys something, the sale takes place. By Matalt Limit, Rabbon and the Kinyan takes place. Rav Kana Lama Kvar Shev, Kvar Timna. No, he has to be at least 7 or 8 years old. But Masnisa Ton and the Brisa we learned, Kvar Tesha Kvar Esa. Only if he's 9 or 10 years old. When the Mori answers the Bloy Pligi, they do not argue. Kol Chad V'chad L'fi Churfei. It depends how each one is separate, how smart the boy is. If the boy is a smart boy and he understands things, so even at 6 years old, if he wants to buy something and he gives the money, we say Midrabban and the Kinyan takes place. If he wants to sell something, he could sell it. So everyone depends upon how smart, how much of a Churif the boy is. For time am I, what's the reason? Like really Midiraisa, until you are Bar Mitzvah, or else she is a Bas Mitzvah, is a 13 or 12, they can't make Kinyonim, they don't have Das. So how come the Rabbanan said that if a kid understands what he's doing, he could sell or he could buy? Omer Bavu or Bar Yaakov. Omer Rabbi Yechidon, Mishum Kedei Chayiv. It's to be able to keep him alive, but the kid's going to need what to live on. Like the kid's going to have to buy food. If he can't buy, how would he live? Or sometimes he has to sell something to get money to live on. So in order to be able to let the kids live, that's why the Rabbanan made this Takona. That if they understand what they're doing, their sale takes place. Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Vayoma, they said, La Sher Al Hamel Tocha. The person that was over the silk clothing, we'll see. Hoit Seil of Vush Lecholev the Abal. Take out clothing for the people that worship the Baal. So where it says, My Hal Mal Tocha. What does it mean, the Mal Tocha? Omer Ab Abba by Yaakov, Omer Ab Yechanon, Dover Ha Nimlal the Nimtach. Something that you could roll over and stretch out. That's very fine, thin material. So Rashi says it means, types of pishtin of flax. Shashi big day pishtinain. Shechutin nimtachai de malila shemel betzvah. The more you rub it, like you could stretch out the threads. Ki yasir ravdimi, when ravdimi came, am rav yechanan. That shigoloi boinim, they sent to him, boinim ben nunim, l'rebi, that this person sent to Rebbe. He's Bonim ben Nunayim, Rashi says, Yisrael Asherhu. This is a very rich man. Bonayim ben Nunayim. He sent to Rebbe 4 different types of flax material. He sent him Sivni v'chumas, Silsala umil mola. So Rashi says, Aboyim mina shebigde pishtin dak v'toyim. They're all very thin and very good. So Alimar explains, Sivni v'chumas kam guza upalga. His big cloth, if you want to fold it over, you can fold it down to the size of a nut and a half. In other words, that's how thin this material was, that you can fold it up to the size of a nut and a half. Kiyamguza palgudamguza. And sosla umulmola, these 2 types of flax clothing, kepistaka upalgudapistaka, also type of a nut. So you could fold up a big cloth into the size of a nut and a half. Now the Gemara says, my milmola, what is that? It means davra nimlal v'nimtach. Something that you could rub and stretch it out. Ve'yeh. Sas pshan da posik. Now the Gemara says, utu'usan ad kama. If a kid buys something, how much of a mistake could be made to say that the sale still takes place? Like we know by a godel, there's a lach of vaynor. You're not allowed to charge a sixth more than it's really worth. And if you charge a sixth more, so it depends, exactly a sixth, we say the mechira takes place, but you have to give him back the money. If you charge him more than a sixth, then the locker is the mechira's bottle. So by a cut in, until how much can you jip him like, charge him more, charge him less? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yoina, Amar Rabbi Zera, at shtus kegadol. He has the same halacha like a gadol, that up until 1/6. That up until 1/6, you're allowed to charge him more. If you charge him 1/6, that's usa to do it, and he has a right to get his money back. If you charge him more than a sixth, that's the lach of the mechira's bottom. Boy, Abaye asked the question, Matnosoy mai. What's going to be the lach of a cotton gives a present or receives a present? Can he be kind of the present or not? Was the takona dafka by matantlim to sell it or even to receive a matana? Reb Yehme Omar ain matnosoy matana. No, he can't give away a matana. That is no purpose. That's not called kedei chayiv. No reason why his sale is good, because he wanted to be able to live. Sometimes he'll need money to live on, so he has a right to sell something or to buy food. Mashenke, to give away a present, that Rabbana said, nothing doing. You're a katan, you have no right to give away presents. Ma baravashi omar, matnosa matona, yes, the matona is good. The matona and the talitlim is the same thing. So Gemara says now, afchuha, like the Bnei Yeshiva, the children Yeshiva, Rashi says, changed around the names between Marashi and Rabbi Yemer. The Shadru Lekaim of the Rav Mordechai. And they sent this question in front of Rav Mordechai with the opposite statements, that the Gavashi was the one that said, the Maton is no good. Omele, so Rav Mordechai said to them, Zilu, go out, Omru Labar, go out and tell this outside. No, they didn't want to accept it. So Rashi says, Zilu Omrule Labar, no, Rashi says, Zilu Omrule Labar Mar, go tell to the son of the Rebbe. So Rashi says it means, Lebenoi Shor Rebbe, go tell to the son of Rebbe, the Rav Mordechai Talmido Shor Rebbe Ashi Hoya. Rav Mordechai was a Talmud of Rav Ashi. Therefore he knew what was doing. He knew it was changed around, therefore he didn't accept it. So Mordechai says, my love, isn't it, Hochiyev Uvda, this was the case, when Rebbe was standing, that one foot was on the ground, and his other foot, Adag, was on the step. In other words, when Rebbe was about to go up the steps to stammer to his house, that one foot was on the ground, one foot was on the step, and you yourself told us, and you told us, like Matnosemai, what will be the loche the cotton gives away a present, is it good or not? The Omalon, and you yourself told us, Matnose Matono, that yes, a cotton has the right to give away a present. And whoever he gives it to, that person has the right to keep it. Achas Matna Shchimera, whether the cotton is a sick person, like a regular dying away person, a special aloch is, the Matono is good, so cotton has the same alocha. The Yachas Matnas Bori, or whether the cotton is a healthy person, and he wants to give away the present like a regular healthy man. So the same type of a kinyonim, the way a regular person makes, that's the way you have to make if a cotton gives it away. Achas matana maruba, whether the cotton is giving away a big present, the achas matana muetis, whether it's giving away a small present, and that's the locha. So just like the Rabbana made a takono, a cotton has the right to sell his utensils, or to buy metaltlim, the same way if he gives away a present, the present is good. He can give it away, or he could receive a present of metaltlim. And that's all nichlal and the takona mishum kidei chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu dvorm, these are the things, Eilu dvorm omru mifnei darkei shalom. These are the things that the Rabbanan taught us to do in order to make peace. Koyein kararishin. In true, when you give out aliyahs, there's a takona, a koyein always gets the first aliyah. The yachr of Levi, after Levi, the yachr of Yisrael. And after that comes Yisrael, mifnei darkei shalom. There should be peace, there shouldn't come to be fighting. Because like this, it's going to be a big fight. Who gets the first aliyah? Everybody's going to want the first aliyah. But like this, we know we have to give it to a kohen first. The Yisrael can't come and argue. There's enough arguments about shlishi. There's enough arguments, but at least this much. At least chosh a kohen. There shouldn't be an argument. We know the first aliyah has to go to a kohen. Next takana was ma'arvin bebei babayis yoshon bevledak yisholim. Ma'arvin means a ruvi chatzeris. You have a few people living together in the same courtyard or an apartment house, and they want to carry outside the hallway, so they have to make an Erev Chatzeris. Everybody gives a matzah, and they put it away in one person's house. So now let's say they collect the matzah this week, and they put it in somebody's house, and then they collect it again for the next week, so in whose house should they leave the Erev a second time? In the same person that they left it before. That's also Darkei Sholem, not to put it in somebody else's house, as if to say, we don't trust him, or he didn't do a good job. So Darkei Sholem is, if you left the Erev in his house last week, if you do go to make them, you don't have to. But if the bread for some reason got eaten up, or you don't have the bread around anymore, that you have to make another Erev, the same thing, you should leave the Erev in the first one's house, in the person that had it before. Next, the corner is Bor.